I'm Victoria Edwards, and with me is George Halkiadis of Friends Indeed, a nonprofit located in Bartlesville. George visited with me today to discuss the annual Friends Indeed Christmas dinner.
This Christmas Day dinner started in 2003. A couple of fellas, Wayne Scott, Paul Gustafson, and actually Elaine Lucas, had the idea. They wanted to put together a Christmas Day dinner because they were concerned there were individuals who were home alone, and they wanted to make sure that good meal was provided and entertainment and things of this nature. So it was started in 2003, and it's had it every year since then, with the exception of the pandemic year, and we didn't for obvious reasons. Actually, this year will be the 19th year.
Friends Indeed holds their annual dinner at Adams Boulevard Church of Christ in Bartlesville, located at 3700 Adams Boulevard. George explains their partnership.
Adams Boulevard Church of Christ provides us the facilities, and we use the gymnasium. That's where we set up as a dining room. Guests come in. This is not a buffet-style meal. They come in, they're escorted to the table, and we have volunteers that serve the meals to them. They fill out a little menu card and can select from a wide variety of foods like turkey, ham, green beans, corn, dressing, things of this nature. And the server goes and gets the food, brings it to them, and they have the meal on real china and real silverware. It's not plastic and type of utensils. The Adams Boulevard Church of Christ kitchen is just a fabulous place, and Rita Marshall does the cooking. She has a group of people that help her, and they start about 5 to 6 days prior to Christmas and prepare the meals.
George says this is the only event Friends Indeed holds each year, but they work year-round to make it special by partnering with local organizations, individuals, and businesses to obtain the food, supplies, and decor needed for the dinner.
Most of the food is donated. We do purchase some, and we work with the Bartlesville Community Foundation. We have an account there, and so any donations we receive go there because that allows it to be a tax-deductible donation. Items such as, you know, the aluminum pans that we use and aluminum foil, things of this nature. And then for takeout meals, we have styrofoam containers.
The event is considered a Christmas gift from Friends Indeed to their community, especially those who might find it difficult to find joy in the day. That's why it's important that it be held on the day when Christ was born.
It's on Christmas Day, the 25th. The meal is served from 11:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. And we do deliver meals to those who cannot make it. We do provide transportation for individuals who don't have transportation to be able to come to the church.
Some holiday dinners are advertised for certain people in certain places, but George says Friends Indeed wants this dinner to be for
everyone. And believe me, we mean this when we say that. We don't want anyone home alone for Christmas. We have individuals from the entire spectrum of our population. Like when we say everyone, we mean it.
If you want to be part of this holiday event, here's how you can get involved.
Call 918-914-1152. One of our volunteers has the telephone and will take your call. And if she's busy, you can always leave a voicemail and we'll get back with you and to make sure that you get a meal or if you want to volunteer. And when we say volunteer, you can volunteer your help or if you want to donate items, let us know about that. We always need dessert items. So if we have some bakers out there that enjoy making cakes or pies or things of that nature, we certainly would appreciate desserts. And they can bring those on the day, Christmas Day, or they can bring them to the church on the Friday, the 23rd, from 1 to 3. That's when we'll be setting up the gymnasium for the event.
A community dinner like this takes a community effort to plan and execute it. George gives a shout out to some key supporters.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, Dungeness Ford helps us. Agape Mission helps us. Mary Martha Outreach helps us. Copan Truck Stop and the Nutrition Center up in Dewey helps us. And there are individuals that they have made donations, but they want to remain anonymous. Certainly do appreciate everyone that helps contribute. I want to thank the radio station for giving us the opportunity to say something about the event. And I just encourage everyone to spread the word, to let people know that, that we're having the event and that everyone is invited, and we appreciate it.
This has been Victoria Edwards on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Merry Christmas.